Matt Johnson back with the halftime show as the Yellow Jackets taking on St. Norbert in non-conference action. And I'm now joined by senior forward James Bruce. And Brucey, thanks for joining us, first of all, for the halftime interview. I just want to get your thoughts on a few things here as we're still pretty early in the 2019 campaign, but you guys 4-1, another good start to the season. How do you feel about how things are going so far for you guys in the regular season here so far in 2019?
I'm very excited. I think we've been playing super well, and we have bonded like a family like we haven't really before, and we're just playing well and exciting to see what happens from here.
It does seem like you guys are gelling pretty well. I mean, 4-1, you guys haven't exactly played a cakewalk schedule either. I mean, you've played some good teams, McAllister, Augsburg so far, Hamlin in those two games down in Texas. So you guys have been pretty battle-tested here. You've played in different conditions. Just give us a sense on what you think is really clicking for this team so far through those first five games.
Well, I think we're just super close as a team, and we have like a fast-paced team, so we're kind of all on the same page. We just like to play quick, and we just have been moving the ball really well, and I feel like, I mean, there's not really much that we've been doing wrong, but we've been working on the little things, you know?
You know, one thing that has stood out, and we actually had a chance to talk with Coach Mooney about it in the pregame, is you guys' chemistry, especially up top. You, Blake Perry, and also Eric Watson. Now you guys have played together for a full year. You've got, you know, a lot of returns from last year. Lost your two center midfielders, but those roles seem to have been filled in pretty well, and it seems like the team is really kind of set to kind of take off here in 2019.
Yeah, I'm just – the midfield is just like a completely different dynamic this year. Not that last year's wasn't good, but this year they kind of just click in like a faster paced type way. And then our forwards, I mean, I've been playing with Wadi for 4 years, and Perry came in and he just gelled with us right away. And we've just been, it's just been fun. We've just been having a lot of fun. And at the same time, we've been taking it seriously and trying to improve our game.
And it does seem like the guys, especially who took over in center midfield, like a guy like Danny Kearns, for instance, who took last year off, now he's back with the team, and he's kind of stepped into that role that was filled last year by Adrian Leal and also Fernando Bacalo, who, of course, graduated last year. But it seems like him coming back to the team after taking a year off has really helped the squad as well.
Yeah, he's a very improved player, and he kind of took that year off and just worked on himself, and I think it paid off greatly for us, and it's been doing a lot of good for the team.
And now turning to this game today against St. Norbert, I know it's a team that you guys haven't seen in quite a long time. They have the same record you guys have. Both of you guys are in the top 10 in the region. What do you guys know about this Green Knights team here heading into this game here today?
I mean, they're a tough team. They're a lot like us. They play the same way as us, but I think we kind of have the edge over them, and we have a lot, like we have the team chemistry, like you said, and we're kind of just a family. And yeah, it's going to be a good game, but hopefully we can pull through.
All right, James, well, thanks for taking some time with us, and good luck today against the Green Knights.
No problem. Thank you.
That was James Bruce. I'll be back with more of the halftime show right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Soccer on 91.3 FM, KUBD West, Superior.